The Tucson Unified School District is embroiled in a dispute with Tucson lawmaker Todd Clodfelter after backing out of a planned public forum about a longstanding desegregation case. The district said it wasn't so much a public forum as a partisan campaign event, but Clodfelter says he just wanted to have a non-political, non-partisan discussion about the issues surrounding the lawsuit. And covering all of this is the Arizona Daily Star's Hank Stevenson, and he's on the line now from Tucson. Good morning, Hank.
Thanks for having me on, Lauren.
Thanks for coming on. So let's start with a little bit of history on this. This desegregation case has been going on for a long time. What's it all about?
So 40 years ago, court decided that the school district had segregated schools for its Latino students and its Black students. There were actual segregated schools for Black students. There wasn't so much a Latino school, but just the way that it kind of shook out. A lot of the schools were heavily, heavily Latino, and a lot of them were very white. So for 40 years, the district has been trying to get this under control. And it's kind of morphed from just a segregation issue to like an all-around learning issue. Are, you know, minority students being provided the same opportunities as white students, you know, AP classes, things like that. Mm-hmm. So they've been working for 40 years to get out from under this court order. They're still under it, although they say they're making significant progress and are hoping to wrap this 40-plus year case up in the next year or so.
40 years. So let's fast forward back to today then. How did this current controversy with Representative Clodfelter come about, this forum that they now disagree on what it was for?
So Clodfelter's been very critical of the district over the years, and a lot of the lawmakers from a lot of Republican lawmakers kind of see TUSD as a punching bag. There's a lot to go after them about. They've been kind of controversial for years and years, both in the way they spend money, in their politics, a lot of reasons that Republican lawmakers up in Phoenix don't really like TUSD. Clodfelter is our only Republican lawmaker representing Tucson proper. And he's taken some shots at TUSD over the years, but apparently managed to get them on board with a forum to discuss desegregation alongside ACTRA, a tax research association in Phoenix that's a very powerful lobbying force that is mostly focuses on property taxes and is a huge critic of TUSD's desegregation funding. So the fact that that Clodfelter was able to get them both to agree to go up on stage together was pretty impressive to begin with.
Yeah.
I saw this press release and thought, like, oh, wow. You know, I didn't see that coming. And, you know, shortly thereafter, it all broke down. I think the school district, to some degree, according to Clodfelter, was looking for an out. They were kind of picking at small things, saying, like, well, what are we going to be talking about? We can't really talk about that because it is an ongoing court case. You know, the district has a responsibility to kind of keep its legal strategy to itself.
Mm-hmm.
So they were worried about, you know, what exactly is going to come up on this. And then somebody here in Tucson posted, a former state lawmaker, posted an op-ed basically calling ACTRA political hacks and pointing out that the event, Clodfelter had created a Facebook event where you can click, you know, I'm going, I'm interested, I'm not going, whatever. But the event was hosted by Clodfelter for Arizona, his campaign's Facebook page. So the former lawmaker down here from Tucson pointed that out in his op-ed, and I think the school district looked at that and said, oh, you know, this looks like a campaign event now. And, you know, whether that was their only reason for backing out or whether that was the most convenient reason for backing out, it is the reason that they backed out.
Right. And Clodfelter is saying that this is one more thing that raises the question, what are they hiding? What's he getting at there?
You know, I think that the Tucson Unified School District has come under a lot of criticism in the past, especially under previous superintendents, for just trying to operate in secret. They haven't always been the most forthcoming school district. And I think that, you know, especially to Republican lawmakers who have been very critical of the school district, they think there's something wrong going on there. And, you know, it's a big school district. Obviously, it has its problems. The schools are not all great. There are a whole lot of F and D rated schools in the school district.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of feel like they're under fire a lot, especially from the Republicans up at the Capitol. And I think, you know, there's just a mutual distrust between the school district and Republican officials. And when the school district backed out of this, I think Claude Felter saw something nefarious. He couldn't quite put his finger on what it is they're trying to hide, but his gut feeling was they're hiding something.
All right. That is the Arizona Daily Star's Hank Stevenson. Hank, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this morning.
Happy to do it anytime.